Howdy and welcome to the 10-week Bible study. This is week 10, day 4 of our study of Ezra. I'm your host, Darren Hibbs, and today we're talking about Ezra 10, 25 through 44. Hey, real quick, if you'd like more info on the 10-week Bible study, head over to 10weekbible.com today. We've got lots of helpful resources, links to studies you can lead or read, and a place to sign up for our email list where we will send out weekly updates about the current study as well as news about upcoming studies. All right, thanks. With that, let's jump back into it. Welcome back to the 10-week Bible study. Again, I'm your host, Darren Hibbs. Would you join me as we pray before we start? Lord, would you open our eyes and our ears to hear what your word has to say to us, God? Speak to us and fill our hearts with the knowledge of you today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. With that, let's jump into God's word. I'll be reading today from the NIV. This is Ezra 10, starting in verse 25. And among the other Israelites, from the descendants of Parosh, Remaiah, Isaiah, Malachijah, Mijamim, Eleazar, Malchijah and Benaiah, from the descendants of Elam, Mattaniah, Zechariah, Jehiel, Abdi, Jeremoth, and Elijah, from the descendants of Jattu, Eloenai, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Jeremoth, Zabad, and Aziza, from the descendants of Bebai, Jehohanan, Hananiah, Zabai, and Athlai, from the descendants of Benai, Meshillam, Malak, Adiah, Jashub, Sheel, and Jeremoth. From the descendants of Pahath Moab, Adna, Kilal, Benaiah, Maasiah, Mattaniah, Bezalel, Binui, and Manasseh. From the descendants of Harim, Eleazar, Ishijah, Malchijah, Shemaiah, Shimeon, Benjamin, Malak, and Shemariah. From the descendants of Hashem, Mattaniah, Matata, Zabad, Eliphelet, Jeremiah, Manasseh, and Shimei. From the descendants of Bani, Medi, Amram, Uel, Benaiah, Bediah, Kaluhi, Benaiah, Meramoth, Eliashib, Mattaniah, Mattaniah, and Jesu. From the descendants of Binui, Shimei, Shelemiah, Nathan, Adiah, Machnedabai, Sheshai, Sherai, Azarel, Shelemiah, Shemariah, Shalom, Amariah, and Joseph. From the descendants of Nebo, Jael, Mattathiah, Zabad, Zabina, Jedi, Joel, and Benaiah. All right, so it would make it a lot easier on a good English speaker if everyone in Israel had just been named John and Stephen and things like that, but that's not where we are. So you get to listen to me read things like this. So that's the list of names. And again, we started with that yesterday and we read through it today, and we've had a lot of list of names in the book of Ezra. And I've challenged, you know, you and myself. It is not just a temptation for other people. Like, I struggle with the temptation to hit these things and just be like, okay, read past them because I don't care what their names are. It doesn't mean anything to me. And I like to slow down and read those names. Because again, even if there's no application for these names in our lives, even if there is nothing we can glean to apply in our lives today, nothing we can understand about even the character of God from these names. They're just names that are written in God's holy word for all eternity. They matter to him. They mattered enough to the Lord to put them in here. And so even if the exercise that I go through is reading them and saying, Lord, show me why they matter to you, that's what I want to do. And that's what I encourage you to do, because I want to know why it matters to God. I want to feel what he feels when he thinks about these names, because these names are in there. And it could be that these names are the ones we're pointing out had fallen into sin, or these are the names that we are holding up. Like I talked about yesterday, these are the courageous ones who made the impossible decision to do what they did. And they did it anyway. And the Lord wanted to honor them forever. Now, again, I want to say this again. Realize that basically what's happening here is all of these people are divorcing not just their wives, but their kids as well. This is just an awful time, awful decision that had to be made. This is not a proof text for divorce. This is not a proof text for getting rid of your wife and kids or anything like that. Don't use this as a proof text. Just don't do it. I mean, my goodness, if you want to divorce your wife and leave your kids or whatever, leave the Bible. You know, if you're going to do that anyway and run off and leave, just leave the Bible out of it. Okay. Don't use any scripture as a proof text just to like run off on your family or anything like that. That's not what this is. Don't do that. Please, please, please don't do that. That's not what this is here. This is, again, a very special case with the nation of Israel. In a very special case in a very special time. Let's finish the book with verse 44. All these had married foreign women, and some of them had children by these wives. What a strange way to end the book of Ezra. That's it. That's the last verse in the book of Ezra where we get the list of names and he just recaps and says all of these were the ones that married foreign women and some of them actually had children. We don't list who had children or whatever. And it's almost like Ezra, it's almost like you hear sadness in our author's voice here as he finishes this. And again, I think that conveys the pain that must have been felt. This happened over a couple month period. The pain that must have been felt during this time all throughout Israel. Because again, they were, you know, like, let's just do this. Let's take care of it now. And they said, no, let's take time. Like, this is, there's just so many bad things going on here. Let's slow down a little bit and let's just walk through this with some judges and take it on a case-by-case basis and figure out what needs to be done on a case-by-case basis. And that's what they did. So that took them 2 months. And that must have been a gut-wrenching 2 months. And sometimes when I read this and I look at this last verse where it's just the names and Ezra basically has nothing else to say at the end of this. Remember that this book has covered, you know, 700 years, depending on who's keeping tabs on all of this. 70 to 100 years of history are in this book, with actually a very big gap in between. And we end unceremoniously with this verse. Again, I think that goes to the pain. I think that goes to the heartache that was this moment in the life of Israel. I pray that you are not experiencing that kind of heartache right now. I'm not experiencing that kind of heartache right now. I don't wish this kind of heartache on anybody, but it happens. And so I hope that reading through this and finishing this book, I hope that it at least provides some comfort in knowing that the Lord, these names, I think the Lord honored them forever. I don't know that there's a lot for us to apply in our lives from this last passage here, except maybe when it's time to make those very difficult decisions, we do it because the Lord honors us in the same way that he honored these people. They messed up, but they made it right. Sometimes that's a powerful thing before the Lord. That's a powerful thing. For the 10-week Bible study, I'm your host, Aaron Hibbs, and I can't wait to see you next time. Hey, thanks for tuning into the 10-week Bible study podcast. If you've enjoyed this podcast, would you consider leaving a review for it on your podcast app of choice? It really helps other people find out about this podcast, and my heart is for people to fall in love with God's word. Thank you.